I'm announcing now that I will be issuing an executive order next Monday to delay opening of schools until after the Labor Day holiday. Because the Board of Education's health guidelines are not enforced, I will also issue an executive order to make those common sense mitigation strategies that are in the board's plan mandatory, because we have already seen what happens when guidelines are voluntary. That means masks, social distancing, proper hygiene, and daily temperature checks will be enforced regardless of the county the schools are in. The additional 3 weeks will provide schools time to work with their counties to get the necessary mitigation supplies like masks, thermometers, and hand sanitizer. And it will allow each superintendent to thoroughly review the plan from the Board of Education to figure out what strategy is best for their district. The extra 3 weeks will also allow us to monitor the infection rate and, with everyone's help, get our numbers trending downward again. I cannot in good conscience open schools when Kansas has numerous hotspots where cases are at an all-time high and continuing to rapidly rise. Putting nearly 500,000 kids in daily large gatherings is the exact opposite of what health experts have urged us to do. Public health experts have been clear that large gatherings of people in indoor spaces is the quickest way for this virus to spread. By opening schools, even with mitigation efforts in place, we are all but assuring that cases will continue to rise. Every parent listening knows what it's like when they drop their kids off for the first time at daycare or kindergarten. Kids bring home germs, and parents spend a year fighting off every bug their kid brings home. But I'm not talking about common colds here. This is a virus that has killed 140,000 Americans. We can't risk the lives of our teachers, administrators, custodians, our students, or their parents by opening schools in just over 3 weeks. As I mentioned before, the Kansas Board of Education has put together a plan to direct all three educations we have, in person, a hybrid, and distance learning. The board and I are united in prioritizing the health of our students and faculty and ensuring we provide a world-class education for our students. As I said last week, Kansas is at a make it or break it moment. I'm asking businesses, faith leaders, county commissions, and other elected officials to join our efforts and follow the guidance of public health experts so that we can keep our economy open, keep Kansans healthy, and reopen our schools.